Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunya Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping reaffirmed that India and China are not rivals and the differences should not turn into disputes. Prime Minister Modi says nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of developed India. NPCC urges for impartial investigation into the injury of a Nagaland-based news reporter in Senapati district of Manipur. And National E-Governance Division, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology achieves Digital India milestone. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries are development partners and not rivals, and their differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders meet on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
सीमा पर रिसेंटली में विवाह शांति और स्थिरता बना हुआ हमारे स्पेशल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव के बीच बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े थे इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा
Both the leaders expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question, proceeding from the political perspective of their overall bilateral relations and the long-term interests of the two peoples. They recognized the important decisions taken by the two special representatives in their talk earlier this month and agreed to further support their efforts. The two leaders noted the need to strengthen people-to-people ties through direct flights and visa facilitation, building on the resumption of Kailash Manasarovar Yatra and tourist visa. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season, the countrymen should never forget about Swadeshi.
आने वाले दिनों में बहुत सारे त्योहारों की रौनक होगी उन त्योहारों में आपको स्वदेशी की बात कभी भी भूलनी नहीं है उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल
The Prime Minister said in this monsoon season, natural disasters are testing the country. He said during the last few weeks, the country has witnessed grave devastation caused by floods and landslides. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to every citizen who has kept humanity above everything else during this testing time. He said wherever the crisis struck, the NDRF, SDRF personnel, other security forces, and everyone toiled day and night to save the people there.
हमारे एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ के जवान अन्य सुरक्षा बल हर कोई दिन रात जुटे रहे जवानों ने तकनीक का सहारा भी लिया है थर्मल कैमरे ड्रोन सर्विलेंस ऐसे अनेक आधुनिक संसाधनों के सहारे राहत कार्य में तेजी लाने की भरपूर कोशिश की गई इस दौरान हेलीकॉप्टर से राहत सामग्री पहुंचाई गई घायलों को एयरलिफ्ट किया गया स्थानीय लोग प्रशासन सभी ने हर संभव प्रयास किया मैं ऐसे हर नागरिक को हृदय से धन्यवाद देता हूँ
Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has strongly condemned the unfortunate incident in which a reporter with Hornbill TV sustained injuries while covering an event at Lai village under Senapati district of Manipur. NPCC urged the governments of Manipur and Nagaland to ensure a swift, transparent and impartial investigation to rule out any criminal intent and to uphold the safety of media professionals. NPCC, in a press statement through its communications department, expressed deep concern over the incident. NPCC expressed solidarity with the reporter and the entire Hornbill TV team during this challenging time. The National E-Governance Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has achieved the Digital India milestone by enabling pan-India integration of nearly 2,000 e-government services on DigiLocker and e-district platforms. With this achievement, citizens across all 36 states and union territories can now seamlessly access certificates, welfare schemes, utility payments, and more citizen-centric services anytime, anywhere, thereby ensuring convenience and transparency in delivery. In total, 1,938 services are currently available for citizens across the nation. The NEGD further plans to expand the portfolio of e-government services by adopting emerging technologies through an AI-driven approach. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Mann Ki Baat today, mentioned about digital platform Pratibha Setu, which stores the data of those candidates who cleared all the stages of various exams of UPSC, but whose names did not appear in the final merit list. He said that through this portal, private companies can obtain information of these promising students and employ them. Mr. Modi said the results of this effort, hundreds of candidates have got jobs, and those youth who had got stuck by a small margin are now moving ahead with new confidence.
10,000 से ज्यादा ऐसे होनहार युवाओं का डेटा बैंक मौजूद है. कोई सिविल सर्विस की तैयारी कर रहा था, कोई इंजीनियरिंग सर्विस में जाना चाहता था, कोई मेडिकल सर्विसेज के हर पड़ाव को पार कर चुका था, लेकिन फाइनल में उसका सिलेक्शन नहीं हुआ. ऐसे सभी उम्मीदवारों की जानकारी अब प्रतिभा सेतु पोर्टल पर उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है. इस पोर्टल से प्राइवेट कंपनियों इन होनहार स्टूडेंट्स की जानकारी लेकर उन्हें अपने यहाँ नियुक्ति दे सकती है.
The Prime Minister said the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, the unity of the country, is very important for the development of the nation, and sports play a big role in it. Mr. Modi said one who plays blooms. He mentioned about the first Khelo India Water Sports Festival, which was held at Dal Lake in Srinagar, where 800 athletes from all over the country participated.
Desh mein hua pehla Khelo India Water Sports Festival, aur wo bhi श्रीनगर की डल झील पर हुआ. सचमुच ऐसा उत्सव आयोजित करने के लिए ये कितनी खास जगह है. इसका उद्देश्य है जम्मू कश्मीर में वाटर स्पोर्ट्स को और लोकप्रिय बनाना. इसमें पूरे भारत से 800 से अधिक एथलीट्स ने हिस्सा लिया. विशेष बधाई मध्य प्रदेश को जिसने सबसे ज्यादा मेडल जीते.
The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim in the next 24 hours. The Met Department also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Nagaland and other northeastern states. Meanwhile, state capital Kohima has recorded a maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 16.6 degrees Celsius, with a relative humidity of 96% and a rainfall of 2.4 mm. Assam Rifles AR swiftly rescued students of Veterinary College Jaluki after their bus met with an accident near Jaluki on Friday. PRO Inspector General Assam Rifles North said that several students sustained minor injuries and were provided first aid before being evacuated to the nearest hospital for further treatment. 26 students were on board the bus at the time of the accident. Assam Rifles said a quick response team along with recovery vehicle and a JCB was pressed into service immediately after locals alerted them about the accident. In the Asia Cup men's hockey tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, India defeated Japan 3-2 this evening. Harmanpreet Singh scored two goals while Mandeep Singh scored one goal for India. Earlier today, China thrashed Kazakhstan 13-1. The winner of the championship in Bihar will secure a spot at 2026 Men's Hockey World Cup 2026. And to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping reaffirmed that India and China are not rivals and that differences should not turn into disputes. dispute. Prime Minister Modi says nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of developed India. NPCC urges for impartial investigation into the injury of a Nagaland-based news reporter in Senapati district of Manipur. And Nagaland e-governance division, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, achieves Digital India milestone. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.